Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Ficky Fig, holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Have you guys ever been to a gas station or kind of around an area and maybe that gas station is just blasting classical music? And it was a gas station right around the corner from here.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah.
But usually it's just different music.
I think Seth actually brought this up a few years ago where it's a gas station right on the corner somewhere over here. Mm-hmm. And they just be blasting the classical music. Like very loud. Like so loud that you have to get off the phone sometimes because it's just that loud. So I think it's a reason why they're doing this. And ABC 13 here in Houston had a story pretty much explaining, trying to figure out why is this happening. And just a little backstory. A lot of people feel like they're doing this to kind of keep the homeless people from hanging out. I think ABC 13 had a story about a speaker, somebody installing a speaker around the underpass. Underpass where a lot of homeless people usually hang around.
Right.
And so here's ABC 13 News pretty much explaining the story, and they're going to talk to a couple people that hang out under that underpass.
Okay.
If you want to hear a stirring rendition of the classical composition, The Blue Danube, you may choose to attend the Houston Symphony or catch a visiting performer. You probably wouldn't think of finding it at a busy downtown underpass.
It was good to listen to, but after a while, keep listening to the same thing. Sometimes I start humming it, and I'm like...
It's mostly the unhoused you'll find spending significant amounts of time at the Pierce Elevated Underpasses at Main and Fanning. Those we spoke to say they remember hearing the music for months. Others say years. What they could agree on is why it's classical music.
It should be a bigger selection.
Loud and on a loop.
Because of the homeless and all the other things that go on through the city. And they're right here under the bridge all the time.
We reached out to the mayor's office, city council, and Metro to figure out who installed the speakers, if the music is in fact to deter people from camping and sitting at these underpasses.
I just put up with it.
And what other resources are being provided to those in need? So far, no one has responded to our inquiries.
I'm homeless.
David, who's experiencing homelessness, says he feels it does keep people on the move and dangerous activity, such as drug dealing, is lower, at least in this area. But he's not sure this is the answer either.
Just give us some help. If y'all come out and give us the right help that we need, we won't have to sit out here all day.
They said, get you some Bach in your life. How about that? Get you some culture. How about some Beethoven, huh?
I'm just kind of curious. Why do people feel like that will keep... I mean, I don't know if it worked or not, but do that really keep people away? Like, why classical music like that?
I don't know. I think just in general, maybe it's just what they selected. Maybe it's because... It's, you know, the violins, it can be irritating if you hear the same old song over and over again, like the one guy said. I don't know. I don't know. He said the Pierce Elevated Bridge right there.
Yeah.
I see that one almost every day. I'm going to have to open my window, see if they're jamming some, you know, Mozart or something.
Because, I mean, will it get to a point where they'd be like, let me just, you know, join this music? Or is it just the loudness of the anything?
I'm guessing it's the loudness. But also, have you worked retail before?
Yeah.
You know what it is when you hear that same selection over and over.
Mm-hmm.
It just needles at you.
Yeah, that's what it gets a little irritating.
Yeah, it kind of had that situation at Starbucks.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a similar place where that music just keeps coming at you.
Yeah.
And for the rest of your life when you hear that music?
It takes you back to that place.
I'm just wondering why classical music, though.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just kind of curious. I don't think anybody have the answer to it.
I'm guessing it's rights-based. Right, classical
music.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Probably in the public domain to some degree, or whatever. Or I don't know. Maybe they want to add a touch of class. Grey Poupon out there.
It's funny because back when I was part time, used to work late nights. I used to go to the gas station that I was talking about, and I was sitting there thinking, like, man, I'm pumping my gas right now. This classical music is blasting. This would be a weird time to get robbed. You getting robbed with Mozart in the background. Yeah. And I just thought about, what was the movie? I forgot the name of the movie, but you know how those bank robber movies? They be having the mask on, they just playing some type of classical opera or something like that.
Yeah.
And everything going in slow motion. That's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, man, I need to hurry up and get out of here.
It's funny because they said that, you know, there's kind of some thought that it might help mitigate, like, crime, drug deals, things like that. And I wonder why that is. Like, I don't have a good reason, but my thought
calming?
Was, is it because when you get out there, you're like, hey, this music, is somebody paying attention or whatever? But I feel like it might work in the opposite where, especially what you're thinking, somebody trying to come up and rob you, you're not yelling over all this classical music. It's too loud for that. Just hand over this money.
Every action movie you've seen before always had that opera scene where you're watching the opera and all of a sudden an assassination happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
It's
like the backdrop.
Yeah. With the lady just singing her ass off and the president or the prime minister get assassinated. And all of a sudden, everybody's screaming and running out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I thought about, but kind of interesting to me. What is also interesting to me, I wish we could have got a glimpse of this, but it was a high-speed chase that started all the way in Galveston and ended up driving 59.
Right by us?
Yeah, it was right by us. I looked at the video, and I saw the Buffalo Speedway exit. He was just driving on. I'm like, damn. I'm like, that could have been me in that situation
or
something.
So dangerous and dumb, but I don't know why they fascinate so many people. We used to do play-by-play. Remember that every local station would cut into them.
Yeah, you know? And everybody around this,
gathers around the TV,
just watching.
Oh, look at him!
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about us, but we love him. Yeah. I mean, have I told y'all that there was a day I came down in college to the lobby of my dorm, about to walk off.
Mm-hmm.
I see a whole bunch of people congregate in the lobby. I look over, it's something on the TV, which is a car chase. And I was like, I got a few minutes.
Yeah.
I skipped three classes that day. I skipped three. I was just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Them classes will be here when I get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's KHOU 11 with the story about a man, I guess, won it in the high speed chase.
Video into our newsroom showing the tense end to a high-speed chase that began in Galveston County and ended on the South Loop when the suspect ran out of gas. That chase ended just after 12:30 this afternoon with the suspect surrendering with his hands up and being taken into custody. Police say the suspect, 38-year-old Jasmir Washington, has outstanding warrants for theft and probation violation. On top of that, he'll be facing new charges for this chase.
It looked like he ended up over there off of Stella Link.
Yeah, he made the loop.
Yeah, because I saw the Stella Link little sign. But I'm like, dang, so if we were still over there, we would have got a glimpse of it.
Man. It's like,
I will say, I know that I've seen a number of times, and obviously the most iconic of times is when the white Bronco is going in the mid-90s. I've never had the urge to want to go outside and watch the car go by. But in the same way, I'm not a parade guy.
But you haven't had the opportunity.
And I'm not a marathon guy. Because like, it just feels like, all right, all this for that one moment of boom, yeah. They done passed, and then I'm like, what do I do next? Like, I'd much rather stay
I'd
with the
that.
Action like
I'd
the
go
TV.
Out there. I'd have been craning my neck.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get all you get is the one pass, though. Yeah.
But just imagine if it's somebody legendary. If it's some bimbo or somebody out there that don't really, you don't know. I mean, of course you ain't going to care, but let's say it's somebody like Vince Young that was in the Ford Explorer. And you know where he's going to be. You're going to try to get a glimpse of him.
Texas fans, that is Figgy Fig, at the Figgy Fig on social media if you would like to complain.
Texas fans will be like, oh, shoot, let me try to get to this bridge so I can get a glimpse.
Like, run, Vince, run, for an entirely different reason this time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We see, I guess now in 2025, we see a lot of restaurants, a lot of businesses that are just cashless. Mm-hmm. And just imagine 5 thieves from California who decided to rob a bank that's cashless.
A cashless bank.
Now, I got some questions after I play this clip.
Yeah, guys, I'm here at the U.S. Bank location just off State Park and Sokol Drive, where Santa Cruz Sheriff's investigators have confirmed there was an armed robbery. The sheriff's office says deputies got the call at around 4 this evening that multiple suspects had just robbed the U.S. Bank. At least one of those suspects was said to be armed. According to the sheriff's office, the location is cashless, so at this time, it's unknown if they were able to flee with any money. Currently, the bank has signs posted in the front saying they closed due to an emergency, and there's no word yet if they'll reopen tomorrow. No one was hurt, but at this time, investigators aren't releasing much information at all.
All right, so I got 2 questions. Mm-hmm. My first question is, if this bank was cashless, what the hell did y'all take?
Yeah, well,
What did y'all run away with?
I'm getting all these pens. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all these mugs.
Let me get this monitor.
Let me get the poster that goes with a new account.
Let me get this chair.
I'm going to get the money counting machine. Oh, they might not have that. All right, let's see. What else they got? Oh, let me get these pneumatic tubes. Yeah. I need all of it.
Yeah. My second question is, how do a cashless bank run? I've never been to a cashless bank before.
I haven't either. Is a cashless bank even a bank?
Is it just the office at that point?
I mean, it's all just sort of transactions in the ether, you know, just kind of up in the air.
I know what you're saying is logical. For some reason, you look like a conspiracy theorist.
I love conspiracy theories.
It's the aliens. That's what's doing.
It's a cashless bank. Actually, a bank
is a cashless bank a bank?
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm sure they probably walked in there like, none of y'all fools got no money.
You're going to be thinking about this when you're high next time.
I guarantee y'all won't.
You're going to ask all your friends.
I can guarantee you I won't.
Hey, man, is a cashless bank a bank?
What kind of conversation do you think I have amongst myself and my friends?
Yeah, but kind of interesting. I never heard of a cashless bank, so.
You think about the word, I'm down this rabbit hole.
Oh my goodness.
If you think about the word bank,
uh-huh.
you're actually banking something. You're putting something in some sort of, you know, safe or deposit box.
Ostensibly.
Or something. Yeah. But when you are cashless.
Wait, it didn't say that they don't have deposit box though.
That means they would have cash.
Does it? You can put valuables in that are non-cash valuables.
Bank.
See? Why are we still here? That's the question I have. Why are we still here?
All right, let's move on from
Thank
this
you.
Real quick before
so
we,
much.
Yeah, before we start arguing over something.
Somebody
silly.
Said they have ATMs. If they have ATMs, is that not okay? That's... See, he done pulled me into this. Help me, Figgy.
Yeah,
help me.
Let's move on real quick. Remember last week, or was it this? It might have been earlier this week. I played a clip from Narasian Italian on IG.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Yes.
So, well, it probably won't come to a surprise that he is not a fan of being put out on social media and being recorded by his crazy sons. Mm-hmm. And here is how he reacted. But before I play the clip, this is a minute clip, a little over a minute clip.
Mm-hmm.
How many F-bombs do you think
Oh, we're doing this again. All right.
So I overshot my estimate last time.
Wait,
so
before we go there, last time we did this, it was what? You said about a 30-second clip, right?
It was 50 seconds.
50 seconds, yeah. And it was right about 30 F-bombs.
And I said something like 40-something. So I'm going to say 30.
I actually am going to go higher here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, you said it's a minute? So we had
yeah, a little over a minute. Yeah.
I actually think that he might be a little more efficient with his F-bombs here. I think we're going to get to, I'm going to say 37.
Who the f*** is posting videos of me online?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I had two people text me last night saying, yo, bro, is this you? And they got these clips. It's called The Raging Italian. Who the f***? Which genius out of the two of you decided to start videotaping without me knowing and then posting it online?
What
I don't people seeing me.
That's not from us.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Who the f*** is in my house videotaping me besides you two f***ing
kids? You haven't been home, so who else can
You haven't been home on 3 months? What do you mean you haven't been home? I was f***ing talking to you in your f***ing room about the air conditioner. What do you mean you're not home?
What app does it say?
The f***ing video, I watched a couple of them. It's you in your f***ing room, and it's you in your f***ing room, and you're telling me you're not home.
Yeah.
What do you think, I'm a f***ing Donsky?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys think
you guys
this is cute?
I'm
not getting
cute.
That.
Some f***ing app, Tic Tac or something like that?
Tic Tac.
What the f*** is that? What is it?
TikTok?
TikTok? Is that the f***ing app you guys are posting this on?
It's not us.
TikTok, Mr. Clock? What the f*** is that?
It's not us.
Oh, so someone else is f***ing taking the videos. How the f*** are they getting videotape of me in my house?
Oh my
Dang.
God.
We didn't get there.
How many was it?
I got 29.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, 29, so you was close.
You were in there.
Yeah.
I still believe that this guy, it's legit. This is not set up.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I hate these kids more and more now.
Yeah.
I'm with him because like.
They are some jerks.
Real jerks.
Yeah.
Not only are they doing this, I feel like at this point you just cop to the joke. They're like, nah, it wasn't us. What you mean?
Yeah. They
like,
are.
TikTok, Tic Tac. He goes.
Not only are they gravely upsetting man and raising his blood pressure, now like you're causing his view of reality
yes.
to fracture because like, he's like,
who's
well,
in my house?
People are now watching me and posting this on Tic Tac. What is happening?
Yeah.
They must be stopped.
Yeah, they got to be stopped. And I'll get y'all out of here on this real quick. I usually do a special salute or thoughts and prayers or thanks for nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to add one to this one. I'm just throwing this out there, not saluting it. So Diddy, who is currently in prison right now, was just caught drinking behind bars at Fort Dix. So Fort Dix.
Yeah.
And apparently he made a homemade alcohol using Fanta, sugar, and apples.
Okay.
So I guess that might be a little jail thing. And officials were planning on moving him to another unit. But now have reversed their decision. And, I don't know if you guys seen the picture of Diddy kind of out and about. This is like one of the first videos of him being on the courtyard, I guess.
Yeah.
And one of the young gentlemen that was around him was once the Bashing Telfair.
Oh, he's out there with Bassie. Well, I forgot Bassie was locked up.
Yeah. I think he got some time till he got double digits.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that picture, everybody started looking at that picture, and somebody said, hey, that's the Bastion Telfair.
That is.
One NBA phenom or high school phenom.
Wasn't it cover of Slam Magazine?
I always think of the documentary Through the Fire.
Yeah.
Where, man, Sebastian Telfair was supposed to be
get,
the next one.
Up the river for?
I forgot what it was. Right. I forgot, but he got about 12 to 14 years or something like that.
So Diddy got to jail and immediately started scheming, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then also Fox has just confirmed that Mark Sanchez is no longer with the network and had no further comment. So we kind of seen that coming.
Yeah, we did see Drew Brees got hired.
Yeah.
That man got felony charges. Yikes. Yep. Yikes. Yep. Yikes. Mm-hmm. All right. That is the mixtape. I don't know what to say about it, but it was indeed the mixtape. You get that every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, or if you want to complain about him putting Vince Young in a high-speed chase. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out at Talia Brewing in Sugarland. But before we get there, let's draft the weekend. What's our favorite things coming up in the weekend of sports? We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.